from the MyTimmonsNow.com newsroom. This is Country 93.1 News.
Good afternoon, I'm Brad Obang. Timmins Police Service is continuing its investigation into sexual assault charges against a Timmins man that dates back 4 years. The 52-year-old, who was an orthopedic surgeon at the Timmins and District Hospital, is facing 2 counts of sexual assault, 2 counts of sexual assault causing bodily harm, 2 counts of assault, 2 counts of extortion, as well as a charge of forcible confinement and publication of an image without consent. Police say the charges are regarding one female. Timmins and District Hospital's communication specialist, Kaylee Russell, says the doctor is currently not providing patient care at the hospital. Hockey Canada says a review into its organization will be led by a former Supreme Court of Canada judge. Thomas Cromwell will oversee the independent review as calls continue for a change at the top of the sport's governing body in light of its handling of sexual assault allegations against players. The review will begin immediately with interim recommendations to be provided before Hockey Canada's annual general meeting in November. Ukrainian soldiers are expected to soon start being trained by the Canadian Armed Forces in the United Kingdom. The plan was announced by Defense Minister Anita Anand today, who says up to 225 CAF members will eventually be based in Britain for an initial period of 4 months. They will join their counterparts from Britain, the Netherlands, and New Zealand in training Ukrainian soldiers on the basics of soldiering. August 26th, 27th, and 28th are the dates for this year's Fall Fair in Porquis. For over 100 years, the fair has featured exhibits of a wide range of items vying for prizes. Agricultural Society Director Betty Dupuy is proud of the level of participation compared to other fairs.
I remember going one time to New Liskeard and they had next to nothing. We had more on our exhibit tables than what they had. They always outdid us in the outside stock, but the inside stuff, well, we could hold our own, we could.
We'll have more on the Porquis Fall Fair in the days leading up to it. For these local stories and more, you can visit mytimmonsnow.com.